elves, though Goblin admitted, privately, that the opposite would have been the case even just 10 years ago. They were too old for almost anything that required flexible thought and, especially, physical dexterity. The mist projector was, in all probability, the last great contribution they would make. And most of the non-magical construction on that had been accomplished using Tobo's young hands. I caught a glint of polished steel from the horseman. "Left side of the road," I told River. "I want everybody over there when we have to get out of their way." But I spoke too late. Point man Iqbal had already jumped off to the right. "I hope he has sense enough to get back across after they pass by. He isn't stupid, Sleepy. He's out here with us, isn't he?"
"That's a fact."
The band of horsemen turned out to be what I expected, the forerunners of a much larger troop which, in turn, proved to be the vanguard of the 3rd Territorial Division of the Taglian Army. The 3rd Territorial Division was the great general's personal formation, which meant that God had chosen to bring us face to face with Mogaba. I tried not to worry about what sort of practical joke God was contemplating. Only he knows his own heart. I just made sure my whole crowd was on the left side of the road. I got us loosened up even more. Then I worried about which of us might be recognizable by Mogaba, or any veterans, who had been around long enough to recall the Kialune and Shadowmaster Wars. None of us were memorable. Few of us went back far enough to have crossed paths with the great general. That is, except Uncle Doge, Mother Goda, Willow Swan. Right, and Narayan Singh. Narayan had been a close ally of the great general in the days before the Shadowmaster War. Those two had had their wicked heads together innumerable times.
"I will need to alter my appearance."
"What?" The skinny little deceiver had materialized beside me, startling me. If you could sneak up like that.
"This will be the great General Mogaba."
"Not so? And he might recognize me, even though it has been years since last we stood face to face."
"You astonish me," I admitted.
"I do what the goddess desires."
"Of course. There is no god but God. Yet every day I had to deal with a goddess whose impact on my life was more tangible. There were times when I had to struggle hard not to think. In forgiveness, he is like the earth. Suppose you just borrow some clothing and get rid of your turban. Though doing nothing struck me as the perfect solution with him. As noted before, Narayan Singh resembled the majority of the poor male Guni population. I thought Mogaba would have trouble recognizing him, even if they had been lovers. Unless Narayan gave himself away. And how could he do that? He was the master deceiver, the living saint of the cult.
"That might work."
Singh drifted away. I watched him, suddenly suspicious. He could not be unaware of his own natural anonymity. Therefore, he must be trying to create a predisposed pattern of thought inside my mind. I wished I could just cut his throat. I did not like what he did to my thinking. I could easily become obsessed with concerns about what he was really doing.